think Drew was right about, and Joe can add to this too, is that North Carolina, that type of team with athletes and good pressured, high pressured guard play.
Guys who are long and can defend on the perimeter.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And Joe, you also have to hope that maybe some of Florida's guys get the flu or mono or something.
Well, whatever it takes, you're right. You know, but you're talking about North Carolina, the other element that they bring is depth. You know, they go 11 deep. And Roy gets up and down the court with them. He substitutes them in and out, and they kind of wear you down with great talent. That's a tough combination. But, you know, Florida comes in here. We played very well in the first half in Gainesville, led by 11. Second half, Humphrey got some open looks that he didn't get in the first half, and that began to open some things up, and they were able to come back and win by 10, 74-64. I just feel like the win over South Carolina for Vanderbilt took a little bit of pressure off of their shoulders. They can just roll the ball out there and go play. They've had success against Florida in the past. But Florida comes in riding a 17-game winning streak, and they've got all the weapons and all the talent, and it'll be a formidable matchup. But the other thing we have to do is shoot the ball better. Amazingly, we were a 3 of 17 from three-point range down in Gainesville. And all the other factors in the game, for the most part, were pretty much even. Florida won the boards by 6 or 7. Shooting percentages were about the same overall, all those kind of things. But that one factor, three-point shooting, was abysmal for the Commodores in that game, and that was a big difference.
And, Joe, let's face it, Vanderbilt cannot afford to play the way it did against South Carolina, and I call that kind of a junk food win. Yep. Because they just relied on the perimeter game, really, to do it. You're not going to do that against Florida. You need a little inside out. You need better interior defense. You need to at least limit some of the second chances on the offensive glass, unlike what they did against South Carolina. As Frank said, there are so many different areas they have to play well to win this game. One thing I'd love to see, guys, is to see this a close game with about 5 minutes to go, and I'll take my chances.
I think that's exactly the goal. I mean, Kevin has talked about that on numerous occasions with this team. You've got some experience, of course, so does Florida, obviously, but a team with some experience, make it close in the final 4 minutes and then, you know, take your chances with that. They've won a number of games, you know, that way this year. The other thing they've got to do is got to get off to a better start. You know, got off to a very slow start against South Carolina. You know, their last couple of games, in fact, they've gotten off to sluggish starts. Of course, Tennessee, you know, 13-0 right out of the gate. You can't afford to dig yourself that kind of hole against a team like a Florida. So they're going to have to come out hitting a little quicker and operating a little more efficiently than they have the last two games, or Florida runs away from you early, and they can do that in your place just as well as at their place.
And we talked about this yesterday, Joe, and Kevin will agree. The players tomorrow, when they wake up, they must believe they can beat the Gators and not just wait around, look around, and go, oh, gosh, here we go. They're going to go on a run eventually. But actually wake up knowing that they can take these guys down.
Well, and I think that's the mindset they have, because they have in their background this year, you know, they've awakened in Lexington and gone to Rupp Arena and won. And, you know, they've awakened in Baton Rouge and beaten Big Baby and won, you know, there. And so I think they're very confident that they've got the ability to win the game. You know, they also know they can't sleepwalk it. I mean, you can't come out not ready to play. My concern in these games is sometimes the guys come out too fired up to play, you know, and that 19-foot jumper you're taking goes about 21 feet, you know. So hopefully these guys have that, you know, that veteran mindset about them, and they'll be settled and relaxed and comfortable and just go out there and have fun, because it's going to be a packed house, sold-out crowd, students will be rocking, and hopefully that Memorial Magic will be back one more time.
Thanks, Joe. 11 o'clock pregame tomorrow.
And 4 o'clock baseball this afternoon. David Price pitching against Ohio. $1 single-game tickets. So wrap up and bundle up and come out and watch him play.